Friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program with the Archie Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm so glad that you're tuned to the broadcast today, and I want to invite you to stay tuned. And in fact, won't you take a moment to go and call a friend and invite them to listen in to Brother Hardy as we prepare now to join him as he ministers a powerful devil-chasing sermon entitled Give No Place to the Devil. You know, the scriptures tell us that Satan is our adversary, and as a roaring lion, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. But we are to resist him steadfast in the faith and give him no place. Let's join Brother Hardy now and stay tuned for some important announcements at the end of the program.
And you could be there as a visitor or a news reporter. You are there. It's the day after Samson has carried the gates away and set them on a hill as a memorial to God's power. And you are there. And finally you get one of the generals is saying, what's all this ado? What's all this bustle? What's all this activity? And the general says, where you been? Haven't you been here? Don't you know that we had our enemy, the Holy Ghost filled Samson? That one Holy Ghost filled man? Said, we conquered everybody else. We conquered all of the children of God. Said, but we couldn't conquer that one Holy Ghost filled man. Said, he's defeated us on every time. And said, we thought we had him last night. We found out by our reliable spies he was in the city. And we thought we had him, that one Holy Ghost filled man. And we brought all of our army. You know, it was going to take us all to get him. And said, we stopped every campaign and every battle. And we surrounded the city and we thought, in the morning, we'll go open the gates and we'll get Samson and be rid of that one enemy, the Holy Ghost filled Christian. Said, but do you know what happened? And he said, no, what happened? Said, while we were resting, somehow Samson woke up. And we don't know how he did it. Because we don't even know if we got enough soldiers to get it back down. Said, but somehow he carried these gates. See him on the hill there? Said, he carried them gates up there and escaped. Said, man, we got a job. I got all my soldiers. I got all my slaves. I got everybody. In fact, you can get in and help us. We got to get these gates back down. We got to get these gates and close them, or tonight the enemy will kill us. And that one Holy Ghost man, he did it, and he's escaped. You see, Samson was invincible. He was a type of the Holy Ghost baptized last day Christian here. He had a special birth, just like you and I. He was a type of Jesus. He was a deliverer. He was born to be a deliverer. God gave his parents Samson so that he would deliver Israel. Just like Jesus was given by God to deliver the world. He was the only one full of the Holy Ghost. He had a special regimen from God. They were never to put a razor to his head. He was never to cut his hair. There was no power in his hair. But the seven locks that he wove his hair in was a sign of his dedication and consecration to God. Separation to deliver mankind. And as long as he kept his consecration, as long as he kept his separation, as long as he kept his sign, the Holy Ghost would come upon him and he was invincible. Why, one time on the battlefield, the Philistines said, well, we can't get him in the city. We haven't been able to get him in the battlefield. Here's how we're going to get him. We're going to go to the elders of his city and tell them that except they deliver Samson in our hands, then you shall suffer the consequence. And Samson heard what the elder said and said, all right, I'll let you bind me up. Because the Philistines stipulated, bind him in a new rope. Make sure it's new, because the old ones he breaks. You're going to find out he breaks the new ones too. Because Jesus breaks every fetter. and sets the captive free. And Samson said, all right, I'll give myself to you. You can bind me. He said, but don't none of you fall on me. Because if you do, I'm going to have to kill you. So he gave himself like Jesus did, as a lamb before his slaughter was done. And Jesus gave himself to be crucified to save the world. Samson gave himself into the hands of the enemy. The enemy didn't take him. He gave himself into the hands of the enemy to save his people. Just like the devil didn't defeat Jesus. Jesus gave himself to the enemy. They didn't crucify him. The Lord crucified himself. And when they put him on the cross, the Lord put himself on the cross. And they thought they had got rid of their antagonist and enemy, the Lord. But they found out that the Lord had power to lay his life down. And the Lord had power to take it up. And like Samson, when Samson said to the Philistines, are my people safe? They have done what you asked them. And you won't do anything to them because they delivered me. And when Samson knew the people were safe, because the Philistines said, the people have kept their word and we won't do anything to them. Then Samson, you know what he said? Here's what I can almost hear what he said. He said, devil, you're in trouble. And when he knew that God's people were safe, Samson took a jawbone of an ass, because the whole time they were leading him out of that city, that old court jester, usually was a dwarf, had a jawbone of an ass. Samson all bound up, looked like he was bound up, looked like he was defeated. And an old jester would jab him in the knee because he was probably that short and went any higher, couldn't hit him any higher, with the jawbone, and say, come on, Samson, get me. But when Samson found out that the children of God were safe, just like Jesus, when they took him off the cross and put him in the tomb, and when he found out we were safe, when we were delivered, when we were set free, he burst out of that tomb, hallelujah, with the keys to death and to hell and the grave. When Samson found out that the children of God were safe, he said to the Philistine general, they have kept your word. They're safe now from your judgment. He said, yeah. He said, you're in trouble. He snatched the jawbone of that ass. And he began to be a spiritual whirlwind, because the Spirit of God came on him. And he killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass, until they were heaps upon heaps as memorials to God's delivering power. Until they called that place Heaps. What a mighty miracle. A jawbone of an ass. But the helmets of the Philistines in those days were an inch and a half thick of the, I'll call it steel or the iron of their day. And who would ever believe in the natural that a jawbone of an ass could penetrate an inch and a half steel? Why, you'd have thought if he'd have hit it, you'd shatter that bone. And the more you hit it, the more you'd shatter it. But the Holy Ghost made Samson a tornado, a hurricane. And he went through 1,000 of the elite troops of the Philistines, and with that jawbone of an ass, a joke, God uses the foolish things. A jawbone of an ass. And he penetrated that inch and a half. He penetrated their skin, their bone, and crushed their brain and heaped them up 1,000 in heaps all over the place. Someone said, it's hard to believe. Well, you know what? They got a place in Florida called Ripley. Believe it or not, Ripley, Florida. And it used to be a feature in the Sunday paper, believe it or not, by Ripley. And he'd have something unbelievable, it seemed like. That was a fact. But down there in, believe it or not, Florida, and they've got a tree about so big around. And in that tree is a straw. In it, through it, half in it, outside on this side, half out on this side, and the rest of the body in it. Why? That's unbelievable. Because you can take a straw and put it between your fingers and go like that and crush it. Well, how could that happen? Because during a hurricane, a tornado got that piece of straw and made it so rigid that it drove it right through that tree. And that's what happened with the jawbone of an ass. Samson picked that jawbone up, and the Spirit of God spun him like a whirlwind and made that thing rigid until he heaped up his enemies, 1,000 of them, in heaps and heaps and heaps and heaps. Samson was invincible. He could not, he was not defeated on the battlefield. Child of God, you won't be defeated on the battlefield. As long as you keep obedient in your faith in the Lord, you'll never be defeated. Another one, David was never defeated on the battlefield. They were invincible. Because David said one time, by my God, I broke through the troop he was surrounding and broke through it. The next time he said, by my God, I leaped over a wall. He had his back against the wall. You were invincible on the battlefield. But where they were defeated is they gave place to the devil. The enemy could not defeat Samson. As long as he was obedient and had faith in God, the power of God was there to guard him. The power of God was there to energize him. And with the jawbone of an ass, he could defeat the elite of the enemy. And as long as we're obedient and walk in faith, the power of God will be energized in our life. And with the foolish things of speaking the word, we can defeat our enemies.
Amen. What a powerful word by God's servant, Brother Hardy. Give no place to the devil. Did you realize that this verse of scripture from Ephesians 4:27 in the Greek text actually says, stop giving place to the devil? Because we as Christians so often open up the door to be defeated by the enemy because we make provision for our flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof, or we allow Satan to intimidate us with the spirit of fear, but we are commanded to stop giving place to the devil. And I believe that you have been stirred by this powerful word and that you would like to have a copy of this devil-chasing, head-bruising message. Well, it is available on both CD and cassette. And we want to make that available to you today along with a special bonus offer. When you order Give No Place to the Devil, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, The Four Battles of a Christian. These are the four battles that every Christian must face and win before he is in a position to face the enemy and defeat him utterly. So why don't you order these special messages by Brother Hardy today? For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please request offer number 180S. That's number 180S as in series, to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to request offer number 180S. That's number 180S as in series. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.